So, it's recounted in the ancient texts that sometimes on evenings, much like this evening, people would go to visit the Buddha. The Buddha frequently set up camp in a location sort of like IRC's location, on the edge of a town and on the edge of the open country beyond. And visitors to the Buddha frequently commented on the quiet, the peace, the stillness among the Buddha's followers. Perhaps a quiet, a stillness like that here. So perhaps we can sort of imagine ourselves in the company of the Buddha, the teachings, the Sangha of practitioners following the Buddhist path of practice. Imagine ourselves in a clearing where five candles burn, one each for each of the five faculties that we've been exploring this week. Exploring, also cultivating, by bringing our attention to them in our lives and practices, we cultivate them, we strengthen them. Sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, panya, as they've been variously defined by Gil and Andrea this week, love and confidence, energetic engagement, curiosity, mindfulness, conscious awareness. Collectedness and wholeness of mind and wisdom, discernment, clear seeing, clear knowing. These are not modern but old-fashioned candles. You may remember the kind if you're old enough, that needed tending. When they burned low, they needed to be rekindled. If they started to smoke and burn too brightly, they needed the wick trimmed. Sometimes it was necessary to make sure that there was just enough, just the right amount of wax for the flame. So we tend to these candles, and we also can rest in their light. And although each individual candle flickers, maybe grows brighter and dimmer, together, what a lovely light they shed on our practice. What a warm light, what a clear light, what a bright light. May these five faculties burn warm and bright in our practice. With time, may they become superpowers in our practice, powerful supports as we meet the world, as we meet our experience with resilience, with a tender heart, with an unencumbered mind. May these five faculties grow strong in us, shining a clear light into the deepest and most obscure recesses of our hearts and minds, so that our individual gifts can emerge and be freely shared with the world.